91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona. They come on down to the radio station. We talk a little bit about what they're working on at school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Shane Carr. Welcome, Shane.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
What do you do at the U of A?
I'm an undergraduate physiology major, my third year in school. So in my lab, we focus on pulmonary hypertension.
What exactly is hypertension?
Hypertension is an increase in blood pressure. It can make it difficult for the blood to flow through the arteries and make it tough to breathe. So what we look at is when the cells are growing too much and they make the artery smaller, kind of like blocking a hose. We're looking at ways that we can decrease the cell growth and decrease blood pressure.
With hypertension, is that cumulative? You have a high blood pressure day, and then you have another high blood pressure day, and then like 5 years later, you've got high blood pressure lifestyle?
It's definitely a lifestyle, eating unhealthy or living a sedentary lifestyle.
And smoking. It can,
yeah, smoking as well. And hypertension grows from there, but it's pretty variable, and you can always decrease it within a day. Even being stressed can raise your blood pressure.
Sure.
Painting or meditation could probably lower your blood pressure.
So what's going on in this lab? You just have a bunch of people stressed out, and you tell them to chill?
Our lab looks at the cellular side instead of people, and we focus just on treating the cells to make sure they slow down their growth. What we look at is how calcium in the cell causes increase in this growth. So we check out different proteins, see which ones we can remove to slow this down.
How do you remove a protein?
We use something called siRNA, or a small interfering RNA, and it will bind to the mRNA and either block it from making a protein or chop it up. And anyway, stops it from making a protein.
By whatever means necessary.
Mm-hmm. What we do with the siRNA is to check removal of which proteins could be effective. And then maybe down the road, 10 years from now, a pharmacy company says, so let's check out this protein. There's good research on this. Maybe we can develop a drug that will stop this protein.
Today, what we really need to do is just relax.
Living a healthy lifestyle and relaxing, stress-free, exercise, eat healthy, will all decrease your chances. Unfortunately, with the pulmonary hypertension that we look at, it's called idiopathic pulmonary arterial hypertension, where there's actually no known cause. And even if you're very healthy, it can still have this rapid cell growth, and it's not actually known why. There's always that chance where something unknown could happen.
You're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, trying to figure that part out.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
Well, this summer I'll be applying to medical school, hopefully get in, then we'll go from there.
Do you ever listen to music?
Mm-hmm. Do you know Two Door Cinema Club?
That sounds like something I would like. How did you discover this Two Door Cinema Club?
I don't know, just some friends in high school.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then I forgot about them, and then just like a few weeks ago I found them again.
And how would you describe their music?
Puts you in a good mood.
Hey, well, that's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's way better than the alternative.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for coming to KXCI.
Well, thanks for having me.